When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every complaint in life is a window into how you're avoiding yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing you have to get. If you want to get out of this, every single judgment, criticism, blame, hatred of any person, place, or thing, all of those, you're talking to yourself. You either do that exactly the way you complain about it, or indirectly. That's what's confusing. If you want, we can talk about the indirect, because that's the toughest part of the self-deception denial side, that people can't make the connection that when I'm complaining about this, that's not me, I don't do that. And you may not do it directly, but you do it indirectly. Did you guys, when you read the book, did that make sense to you, or is that confusing to you? Or maybe a better question would be, is there something in your life, a person, place, or thing that irritates you, frustrates you, you hate, judge, and blame, and you haven't figured out how it relates to you? Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm asking you, and you don't have to reveal this if you don't want to, but would you like help me showing you how that works?
I guess it's family related, so we'll go there.
Okay.
I tend to have like zero relationship with basically all of my family, and that's because I judge them, and I do so, and I try to tell myself I do so in a healthy way, because I judge the parts that I don't accept in my life.
So what are your judgments of them? What do you call them?
I call them toxic.
Toxic?
Yes.
Okay. How are they toxic?
Just the behaviors or conversations that they have, right? The things that they value or prioritize to me is very toxic, right? So whether that be gossip, whether that be, you know, shaming other people and like feeding off of shaming other people, or just talking to you in a certain way that is so disrespectful, like just a disrespect, right? And so for me, I tell myself, I don't have a relationship with my family because those traits, I don't want in my life.
Okay.
Right.
Great. Can you see where this would parallel and pertain back to you? Or is that the disconnect?
I would say that's the disconnect, because in my head I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing, right?
Okay.
By avoiding those things and being judgmental about that.
Okay. So, do you see that in your head you're gossiping with yourself? Do you see how that's... The definition of disrespect is not allowing somebody to be who they are and taking a one-up position to belittle them. So now think through your judgments of them. It's not that it isn't true that they might do these behaviors, but this is what we do when we judge others, is we take a backdoor, falsely empowered position to elevate ourselves above them as we do the things we're judging them for. Most of the time, it might be with our friends or our partner, we gossip about them. Mm-hmm. We shame them for how they shame others. Mm-hmm. See, I'm shaming an other, right? Which then is disrespectful. And now our priorities are based on, you know, one of the things struggles you had with them is their priorities are backward. Their priorities are about putting everybody else down. Well, when I'm in somebody else's business, when I'm taking their inventory and deciding whether they're kind, loving, or whatever, it's none of my business. My priorities are off. Now, the other thing to look at is, I don't know if you're in a relationship. If you are, or in your past relationships, did you have friends where when there were problems, you'd go off and gossip and tell the shore in shame and all? Like, in other words, this is what we're doing, is we're looking. The other aspect is it can be metaphorical. This is one of the best ways to find how we're in self-deception, how it might, like, I'm not denying that these people do this, that your family members have toxic conversations, that their priorities are backwards, that they gossip, that they, you know, shame others, and they're disrespectful in the way they treat and talk about others. I'm not saying that isn't what they do. What I'm trying to show people is we do it too, in our own unique way. Sometimes it can be just against ourselves. Like, I'm not even saying it to JoJo. I'm saying it to me, about me, whether I'm, you know, it could be I'm thinking about JoJo in my head, I'm gossiping in my head about, can you believe the way she did the little sausage things? Like, man, sure did try and show me up. Like, there's the gossip, there's the disrespect, there's the shame. Now, it could be the complete opposite of that. God, why didn't she invite me over? I would have loved to learn how to do that. God, that was really disrespectful of her. But see, I'm not, do you see? So there's so many different ways. Because what you're talking really about is conversation. So where in your life, well, here's the opposite. How are you not expressing your needs and wants, not being direct with somebody? Are you mostly internal in your head when your relationships, whether it's friends or family? Like, it sounds like one of the things with your family, I don't know if this is true, I didn't ask you, but when they get this way, do you set a boundary with them? Mm-hmm. Okay, you do. Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of people won't.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And so now they're, you know, and so there's their own toxic conversation because they're not communicating. So that's the thing, is the toxicity can be the opposite. This person's doing it outwardly, I do it inwardly, but it's still toxic. Mm-hmm. See, these are, you know, this is what it's getting at. Ask questions from all different angles, and then you'll finally go, oh my God, that's where I'm toxic. Mm-hmm. And what are other ways of communicating? Because a lot of this has to do with conversation. What are all the different ways we communicate?
Text, phone calls,
body language.
Body language.
Yeah.
So, what occurred to me is, what if some girl or guy's an Instagram model, and they're posting pictures of them half naked? What kind of conversations are they having? Are they respect? You know, they may feel they're disrespecting themselves. Yes, they have a lot of followers, and they're making money and get all these side gigs, and you know, they're promoting products. But do they really feel respectful of themselves? I'm not saying someone should. I don't,
right.
Like, I'm,
you're
some people can do it, yeah. And I'm just using examples,
right.
Of, these aren't words. These are pictures that the person inside themselves feels they're having a bad conversation with themselves in the way they use their body. Do you see? It's metaphorical. It's not always using words. Conversation happens in a myriad of ways. And so that's what I'm trying to get to, is the denial piece is very complex. And this is what is called the indirect side. And so you're looking for metaphor. What's a, you know, like I use the example in my book of I hate stupid drivers, right? Of course, stupid is about me, because that, you know, I mean, this what that story is what helped me realize this side of the indirect. But ultimately, what's the metaphor? I wasn't complaining about stupid parachuters. I wasn't complaining about stupid shoppers. I wasn't complaining about stupid athletes. Do you get what the metaphor of driving is?
Going forward.
Okay. What else? What do we all do? What do we all drive?
Cars.
Think deeper.
Cars.
Think deeper. Besides cars.
Our life.
I didn't know how to drive my life. That's the metaphor. I'm the dumbest person I know. A woman who's physically and verbally abusive, two horrific divorces, child custody battle, bankruptcy, two pro sports I never wanted to play, suicide. Like, could I be more, like, I spent my whole life, I don't even know how to drive my own life.
Right.
So I'm gonna make it about the way you don't make a left-hand turn. You know, you're so stupid. You don't make how to make a left-hand turn, which allows me to keep the false persona, hide behind the ego, mm-hmm. the child. I get to play the victim and blame your driving so I don't have to live in truth, responsibility, healing, and forgiveness that I'm perfectly imperfect and I've made all of these mistakes. And so I'm banishing that child inside of me going, you're so stupid. Look at what you've done with your life.
That's me every day.
And that's why denial, self-deception work is the most important aspect of all of this. Because the more you can see how you're hurting yourself and denying the truth about who you are, the tougher life's going to be. And so when you see it, you regather yourself. Oh, you poor thing. You're not stupid.
Right.
Then, because now reality hits. Well, Kenny, how could I drive my life? Look at the examples I had. Look what I really, like,